You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pittsburgh Steeler fans, this is Dave Schofield, editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, coming at you with a report on Mike Tomlin's press conference on Tuesday, September 21st. Yes, when I hear that date, I think of Earth, Wind, and Fire. But anyway, Coach Tomlin did his regularly scheduled press conference at noon. Right away, he starts off by talking about what just happened the previous week with the Steelers when they fell in defeat in their home opener to the Las Vegas Raiders. He's one of the big things that Coach Tom talked about was playmaking in the second half. He said he talked to a group of players at halftime about how they needed to have, you know, the bigger plays in the second half. And that is what happened. What happened is that the Vegas Raiders made more plays in the second half. Coach Tomlin specifically mentioned the 61-yard touchdown. That was obvious to just about everyone that that's the kind of big plays that they were talking about. Coach Tomlin said that the Steelers did not get enough splash in general. He said especially on special teams like they did the week before where they got that splash play, which was the difference in the game. Although he said he was very happy with the good job that the punt team was doing, you just didn't get a big splash play from like the punt return team or things of that nature. He also addressed, you know, putting Tyson Alualu on the IR, that was something that had been reported the day before, wanted to acknowledge that as he got into the injuries. Talked about TJ Watt with his groin injury and also added Alex Highsmith with having a groin injury, which is interesting because it's not as much an addition as it is an acknowledgement that it was there in week one and probably hadn't gone away completely. So that you got both Watt and Highsmith with the groin. You've got Bush and Hayden working their way back with the groin injuries. So Coach Tomlin specifically addressed those. He also added Ben Roethlisberger to the list with a left pec injury that could reduce his time in practice during the week, which is interesting because Ben Roethlisberger doesn't usually practice on Wednesday anyway, but it was probably more of, you know, acknowledging the fact that when Ben Roethlisberger shows up that he's not practicing on Wednesday, it's probably not going to say coach's decision. It's probably going to say pec injury. Now, this isn't what Coach Tomlin said. This was my own inference that that's something that we will see on the injury report tomorrow. Whether or not that affects Roethlisberger going forward this week, Coach Tomlin didn't talk about the situation in depth like he was overly concerned about it, but he did mention one other thing that I'll get to after he mentioned one other name of Deontay Johnson. Says he looks better, not great, but better. So not looking anything long-term there, but don't know if he'll be able to play this week. Coach Tomlin didn't specifically say anything about this week, but I think that was his way of saying that he looks better, but not great. One thing that Coach Tomlin talked about, and this comes back to the Ben Roethlisberger and all these other injuries, is how in-game injuries are much harder to deal with than the known injuries as you're preparing for the week. I'm going to, you know, kind of go off on my own little talk here for a few seconds about that was also the issue with last week with Joe Hayden and Devin Bush's injuries coming on Friday. It was the last day of the team preparing, and then at the last second, they're, you know, kind of scraping together what they're going to do not having these guys because they got injured so late in the week. So late week injuries, in-game injuries, those are tough to deal with. But Coach Tomlin talks about preparing for them now makes it a whole different ballgame. He went on to highlight some things with the Cincinnati Bengals coming up. He talked about their improved defensive interior and how they have a lot of depth there. He obviously mentioned the starting safeties and how, and that's a really good tandem of Jesse Bates and Von Bell and the things that they're doing there. On offense, he talked about Joe Mixon and how he's the second leading rusher in the NFL right now. Also talked about an improved run game. They got their run game coordinator, I'm pretty sure it was offensive line coach. He mentioned the name. I can't remember what it was right now. Back to them that he hadn't been there since 2018. So that kind of looks at, you know, gives them a little idea of their philosophy in the run game. And he talked about Joe Burrow and the receivers. He specifically mentioned Tyler Boyd. That's someone that the Steelers, he said that they used to want to use someone like Mike Hilton to combat him. But now Mike Hilton is on the other sideline. He even mentioned later on in the press conference, Sean Davis, that both of those players are now in Cincinnati. The biggest thing is, he's like, this is AFC North ball. You got to get ready for AFC North ball. It's just a whole different monster. From that point, they moved into the question and answer period of the press conference. Coach Tomlin, I mean, I'm going to highlight most of these. Some of these were multi-part questions, and then he would answer either one part or one way or the other. Some of the questions were asking kind of the same thing, but to try to give you an overall feel for how it all went down, he was specifically asked if there would be any changes to the offensive line, and he emphatically said no. That was the second part of a two-part question, and he insisted on answering it first. He was also asked about if he knows exactly when Ben Roethlisberger was hurt. He said he did not. He's not even sure if Ben knows specifically. He was asked about the no huddle as Ben Roethlisberger made a comment about not having it in the arsenal last week. And Coach Tomlin said that that was last week's plan, that no huddle is something they've done in the past and there's no reason for them to not have it. But last week's plan doesn't mean that that's this week's plan. He was also given another question about Ben and the receivers being on the same page. He didn't even let the question finish. He shot that down real quick and answered that yeah, he's satisfied with how Ben and the receivers are when it comes to being on the same page. I know fans are a little bit more concerned about that, but Coach Tomlin shut that down right away. Was also asked about Najee Harris. And about he continues to expect him to just get better as he's going, went into a lot of different things about Harris and how he's grown and is a student of the game and everything so far, and how he just expects that to just continue to grow. He was also asked about possibly, you know, making improvements to the run game, which was not what the Steelers have wanted it to be the first 2 weeks, about the use of usage of Derek Watt as a fullback. He acknowledged it's an option. Some weeks he'll be used, some weeks he won't be used, depending on the game plan. Has nothing to do with him as a player, Coach Tomlin said. He also used James Washington as another example of this, is that sometimes he'll be more involved or less involved in the game plan based on their week by week and their opponent. Also, one thing where he was asked about the 61-yard touchdown and how Minkah Fitzpatrick said that it was totally on him. Coach Tomlin said everyone was culpable on the 61-yard touchdown, including him. They need a better defensive call. They need to be more prepared. He says there's a lot of things that went into that play and that everybody needs to be better to keep those things from happening. He acknowledged that Ben Roethlisberger took too many hits. And part of that, he's saying, is getting behind the sticks, making it obvious passing plays where they're having to get a further distance down the field, which means they have to hold the ball longer. Staying out of those situations where a team could just get back and go with their pass rush would be one thing that could help that. He was asked a question about Pat Freiermuth and how he's been getting more snaps than Eric Ebron. He just acknowledged with Freiermuth, you know, he continues to grow and is doing a nice job already, and that this will be both short and long term. His growth will continue to really help this team. Was asked about the taunting penalties in the NFL And there was, you know, one in the Steelers game so far, the number of them that have been across the league. He said he hasn't really paid attention to the rest of the league in those penalties, but he's basically saying players will adjust to it. Our players better adjust to it, because you can't be having that cost you in an important spot of the game, that that people will understand what they can and can't do and will adjust accordingly. He was asked a question about Carlos Davis because he was not mentioned at the beginning with injuries. He said he'll see how he progresses. It's a big chance for him to get some more playing time with Alualu on the injured reserve list now. And brought up him and Bugs. You got Henry Mondo that came off the practice squad and just various players in the defensive line and their and the opportunities that they might see here specifically this week. Coach Tomlin was not asked any questions about players on IR because they're not eligible to return next week, meaning those that were added right away, like Stephon Tuitt, like Zach Banner, like Anthony McFarland Jr. Now was not the time to ask him those questions. Those will probably come next week. So was asked about the communication between Ben Roethlisberger and Matt Canada so far this year, two games in. He says that that's been fine, not a concern with them. Was talked a little bit more about the groin injuries going on and the availability of those players. He says they are very player specific. Some players can come back. The injury itself is very specific. It might not be the same type of injury from one player to the next. He also acknowledged that with these players, some players can play on less practice time than others. I'm pretty sure the main person he's probably talking about there is someone like a Joe Hayden. Joe Hayden could possibly not practice all week and still be fine to play in the game on Sunday. Tomlin didn't mention him, but I had a feeling that's who he's talking about. Was asked two last questions he was asked about was about Jameer Jones. He says he's, you know, they got thrust into more playing time. He said he's doing what young guys do. You show a glimpse of what you can do and wait for your opportunity. So that's kind of what's going on with Jones. He mentioned James Pierre being in the same boat last year as an undrafted guy, made the 53, things like that. So even though Jones was actually the year before and didn't catch on with any teams last year, that this was something that he did to just continue to try to work with his opportunity. And last but not least, Coach Tomlin was asked about if he had any conversation with Trey Turner and the incident that had him ejected from the last game. He said that there was no meeting of the two of them later. Turner apologized to the team and how he let them down with him not being available. Coach Tomlin said that he felt that, you know, kind of wrapped up, put a bow on that subject, and it's ready to move on because of his, you know, he understands how these things work. He's a veteran. He knows the importance of being available during the game and not unavailable for those types of reasons. So that wraps up Coach Tomlin's press conference. I hope I hit all the major points there for you. I hope it wasn't too many points, but kind of didn't want to leave anything out. As we see what the Steelers are getting ready to do as they prepare to take on the Bengals this week. I know they were breaking down film yesterday. The players were of both their game and the Bengals. Coach Tomlin says they're focusing a lot on this year's film because that's the players that are out there since they have two games to work with to really see what they're going with. And practice will be out tomorrow. So make sure that you're tuning back in. Sorry, it's me again and not Jeff Hartman, for those of you that are used to that. It just so right now happens to work out that I have the availability to do this podcast for Jeff right now when he couldn't get to it to a later time. So, we wanted to get it out there in case you're driving home in your afternoon commute and saying, what's being said about Coach Tomlin's press conference today? Let me check out BTSC and see what they have to say. I'm glad that you came or listened to us. Be safe if you're on the road, of course. And hopefully you're not dealing with too much traffic. But for those of you just stumbling on this otherwise, make sure you're checking out all of our other podcasts. And I've always got to finish it this way. Go Steelers.